Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Lost in Transationmon. This time we'll be covering Digimon Adventure Colon 2020, episode 58, Hikari, New Life. I'm May, and I'm joined by the lovely Quinn.
Hi.
And the lovely Chloe.
Hello.
And so, yes, we don't have Evie this time. She is having a bit of a nappy nap, which we all are very envious of, because we too would also like to have a nappy nap.
Very much so.
So Evie will be sending us through her thoughts later on, and we'll be reading them out in the discussion portion of the podcast. In terms of housekeeping, I'm really sorry. I tried to put Quinn in the recording last week. It was very, very hard. It was completely out of sync at random spots, which
and one more reason to get rid of Audacity. Audacity, if it loses a connection to your microphone, will just stop recording and then start up again when it gets the connection back, but not show you an error.
Oh, that really sucks. Mm. Like, I've had, back when we used to do the podcast ages ago, if I was using, like, my Mac to record, and, like, it was full of just space. So if it was ever running out of space, even if I thought that it had enough space, it would just start to override itself in a really skipping way, and that was really annoying. So yeah, sometimes it'd be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was not fun. But we got a new cable, and hopefully it's we've kind of had a cursed time recording the last few weeks.
Sure have. I've just had a cursed time the last few weeks.
Well, hopefully the curse has been lifted, because it'd be good to have no more curse.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. And with all that, I guess we'll hopefully, since we mentioned the curse, we won't be affected by it, which we were last time when I mentioned the curse. So I'm sorry. Anyway, so with all that then, let's move on to the synopsis.
Before that, I think you have some big news to share with the people.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got engaged the other day, so that's pretty cool. Yay!
I shouldn't be so loud. I was like,
should I mention that?
Yeah,
or should I not mention that? But yeah, I did the engage, so that's pretty cool.
Congrats.
I'm not wearing an engagement ring. I'm wearing an actual wedding ring, because I don't want to get an engagement ring. So I'm just kind of wearing.
Very confused when you just posted the ring picture, and I was like, wait, did you just? Like,
whoa.
Yeah, like that. That's very fast. No, it is the wedding band that I've got on. But that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But yes, that is, I guess, the news and the housekeeping out of the way. And I guess with all that, if anyone else has any news or anything to give?
Not as much.
Nah.
Certainly nothing that can, you know, follow that.
Yeah, it'd be kind of pale in comparison.
So the episode starts up with us learning that Petaldramon's forest has now become even more of a forest, and it's sort of spread out. And Takeru and Hikari arrive and are greeted by the Muchamon and Sumpuamon, and they then are shown that the area is basically becoming like a village of beginnings, primary village type area with all these Digitama. So that's kind of cool.
That's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Translator's note that Tamago means egg.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right, yes. It was...
Yeah, I'm learning my vocab bit by bit.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
I know
no,
that
that's actually a really good
plan.
Point. I wonder why they chose to just, in the subtitles, keep it as Digitama and not just translate it, because Tama is a Japanese word, and I feel like they've translated the level names to be the equivalent in the English dub, so I don't know why they didn't translate Digitama to Digi-Egg.
Well, it was in keeping with the rest of the episode.
Yeah. <Yep. sighs> Well, I guess that, like, we have an episode title for the podcast, and now it's translator's note, Digi-Egg means Keikaku.
There we go. It's a good one.
Or Digitama is Keikaku. Yes. Either way, I'll find something. But no, that is a very good point. It just assumes you know what a Tama is.
Mm-hmm.
It's egg.
Natasha,
so that's a thing.
Why.
I mean, I was kind of able to pick it up from context clues, but that for sure probably would have been helpful.
So that makes sense. But so we find out that one of the Tama, translator's note, egg, is cold and not moving, and then Taichi and Agumon show up in a very evil way, and then Tailmon looks annoyed by them showing up, which I was like mood.
Me too.
Yeah, like, once again, Taichi and Agumon are here to just contribute nothing to the actual story and just to be there.
But most of the animation budget.
But, okay, so here's the thing, because they had the silhouette originally, And I was like, why are they bothering with a silhouette? Everyone knows who this is. But after watching the episode, I think it might have been that they just ran out of time to draw them, so they just gave them a silhouette.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a point.
Also, like, and it's not even like the animation was like some 1990s flash animation this week.
It was very much, they used the lights a lot as an effect, like look at all these pink lights, and that was kind of to detract from not much happening.
Well, and just the amount of just speeding backgrounds and
we're dashing past various shades of green and brown because we didn't bother drawing a forest background,
and helpfully the bad guy keeps just jumping up and down without aiming
the
at
bad
you.
Guy has one attack, ground pound, with his
I know that we're moving ahead a bit, but like I just want to point out that I got like massive Dynasmon feels whenever Skull Balkimon like attacked. Like it just opened his mouth and went ha. Like that was the episode. Just Skull Balkimon opening and closing the mouth, and sometimes not closing it, just having it there.
Basically.
Is Solmon new? I'm not familiar with this one.
So Solmon is super old. Skull Balkimon is from 2003. The only Digimon that was new is when Skull, again, jumping up a little bit, but we've got Skull Balkimon kind of like, when he dies, he kind of like has a silhouette of like a horsey.
Mm-hmm.
That is a Digimon that debuted in 2020, as in, you know, last year. So that is a brand new Digimon, and that is an adult level called, you guessed it, Balkimon, because Skull Balkimon. And then, yeah, so they added an evolution to a really old Digimon, which was fairly cool.
Fair enough.
Neat.
I also want to
point out that the Solmon could also be done entirely with overlays and an alpha channel, which was
funny.
Yep.
I guess we'll get to it, but there were some parts that I did like with Solmon's, like, creepy Evangelion arms stretching out to block out Angel Woman's attack.
Oh yeah, no, that was sick. There were parts of this that was really good, cool. But it was sure not most of the episode.
Yep.
Yeah, which, you know, it's a shame that this episode wasn't super pretty, because we have Petaldramon's forest being, like, incredibly pretty. Like, it just, I liked it, but now we kind of, like, it's like they took a photo of the Petaldramon's forest and just had that as the backdrop.
Pretty much, and then
changed its color a little bit.
Sometimes we'd just drag a camera over a single still image.
And then when Taichi showed up, I swear he did not move. He just sort of stood there and went, Hikari, and had like a conversation like 10 meters away.
Yep.
Which, it's a shame. It's a shame. But anyway, so Tailmon's apparently not actually annoyed that Taichi's showing up, but I refuse to admit that that's the case.
Yep.
And she's saying that something else is there. And then we see some Solmon hanging out, being evil, and I like Solmon, but the design is so much just like, let's put a hat on Bakemon.
Yes.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Which, I mean, is sort of fine, but, you know, they could have maybe stretched themselves a little bit in the creativity department.
Is it an evolution of that other one, or not?
I think Solmon actually might be an adult level, same as Bakemon, but I might have to double check, because I'm not 100%.
Slide evolution to hat mode.
Yeah, Bakemon, but this time wearing a hat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, same level as Bakemon, at least in DMO.
This is how
DMO
you know it's a girl, because it's got a witch's hat.
Exactly.
Yeah, yep, adult level. So, yeah, same level as Bakemon.
Weird.
But, interestingly, evolves from Bakemon.
Oh, wait, I was right?
It evolves from Bakemon, but also is the same level as Bakemon.
Slide evolves into hat mode.
It does, yes. Yeah.
It basically wears a hat. It's like Ultras mode, but it's hat mode.
Uh-huh, that's so good.
It's like how I am continually like surprised every time I remember that Skull Phantomon is the same level as Phantomon, because I swear it should be a Mega Evolution, but it's actually perfect. Yeah. And that's just, it's weird. Every time it comes up, I'm just like, you should be a Mega. You're not. That's weird. You were like 20 times bigger than Phantomon. Phantomon's still the best, by the way.
Yep.
Thanks for coming to my TED talk about why Phantomon is the superior ghost Digimon. I didn't even have to say anything. It's just true.
Bakemon wear a hat.
Okay, okay, it's the Bakemon from the Bakemon Lose Your Power episode, but they got jealous of Sora's hat, so they wore a hat.
Damn right. Uh-huh.
Headcanon accepted. Anyway, and
they
so...
came out against helmets. Yep.
Yes, which I too am against the weird beanie helmet that Sora has. I want her to bring back the visor.
Yeah. Wear yeah. a lesbian visor again.
Just be somewhat different, which is what you... And have the knife. Anyway, so back to the synopsis. So Hikari tries to warm up this like cold, dead egg. And then the characters are Oof. Taken to where the dead egg was found. And the part of the forest is suddenly also very cold. Solomon starts circling and showing up and cooling down some eggs. And then the Solomon leave because they remember that Tailmon is a holy Digimon. So we have to reference that because we haven't really mentioned it for a while. And we have to say why this character is special.
We specifically need to blow up a Solomon by running the ring through it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. The holy ring had some good animation.
Double kick that she did while Hikari was holding her up. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot. But, like, I don't know. I kind of like the holy ring, but I feel like the holy ring has more, like, characterization than, like, the majority of the cast.
Certainly has more characterization than Tailmon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's sad. I wonder how their mother's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Every so often I just remember, do you remember the parents?
Anyway. I actually don't.
Yeah, Chloe has not been here long much. Enough to have ever met a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's okay, because they are barely relevant.
Woohoo!
Except when they are, but then even when they are, they aren't.
We had about 30 episodes of Tai Chi's mom not remembering that Tai Chi existed.
Yep. And then her doing the exact same thing when Hikari went invisible. I almost said that Tailmon was... And you know what? She might even think that Tailmon's her child because uh-huh. she doesn't think that Taichi's her child.
Mm.
Anyway, so they decide to have a plan where they're going to take all the eggs to safety and then fight off these demon ghosts wearing hats. And Hikari and Tailmon take charge, and Taichi looks offended by this. Like, he looks upset. He's just like, Hikari's taking charge? And like,
Hikari wants to do something, but my screen time.
Uh-huh.
Why are you here, Taichi? This feels like it's literally just Taichi forcing himself into the plot, and like, the writers don't know he's there, the characters don't, he is just like this sentient being that's sort of come to life.
The ending of The Sixth Sense, only Taichi's the only person who, you know, remembers that he exists. Everyone else is just engaging with the plot without him.
Taichi is an SCP.
Yep.
A what?
An SCP? Oh. Like dang it. I thought you would have known that. The, like, internet, freaking, like, like cryptid, sort of.
Oh, SCP, right, yeah. right. I thought you said that he is an STD, and I'm like, technically aren't all children STDs, also, but no, yes. SCP, yeah, that sounds much better. I was sitting here going, what angle is Chloe taking this, because I'm here for it, but no, SCP, that makes sense. This also makes sense, not what I heard. Anyway, we're all very tired today.
Uh-huh.
So, we have Hikari and Tailmon fighting as the others rescue all the eggs, or at least I thought they did. Apparently they forgot the main pile of eggs. I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
I wasn't
I was
paying
very
attention.
Confused by where the additional pile of eggs came from. But
I was also
this was the,
very confused.
This was the initial pile of eggs. This was the pile of eggs that they, when they were discussing this plan, they were like near the cold egg, but the cold egg is now on a pile of eggs that they didn't take with them. I feel like, I'm not sure if I was missing something.
No, I think they ran off to go to the cold part of the forest and then forgot to leave anyone guarding the part that was still okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they are
in
fact like 9 years old.
But didn't Hikari have like the egg around like... on her body?
At one point, yes.
For a bit,
I think
yeah.
the writers forgot.
Well, I didn't, because I was... I felt very, very... like I wasn't paying attention, but maybe the writers weren't.
I think
weren't,
the writers
but I was very
were not
concerned.
Paying attention. But feel
they were
free
like,
to correct
let's rescue
in
all the eggs.
Comments or whatever.
What about these eggs? Nope, leave those. They are fine to stay there. I don't know. Anyway, so... we have them fighting, and then Taichi's Digivice starts to grow distorted because he's not a main character, and then Hikari and Tailmon are surrounded by many Solmon. Suddenly, this Skull Belchimon shows up and starts to destroy the forest by being a JPEG is very threatening because he doesn't really move that much.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, it's nice to see that some of these older Digimon show up, like, having all these kind of old Digimon show up. It's just like, yay! Like, you're using characters who you've not used for, like, almost 20 years, probably. So that's exciting. Then we have Tailmon evolving to Angelmon and starts to fight. And then apparently the Soulmon have also started to show up where Taichi is so he can be relevant in the episode. And Hikari and Angelmon look like they're struggling, but Hikari is able to power up Angelmon with the dedication to protect the forest. I like this because I like when they use the crest is a way to power up your Digimon without evolving, and I feel like they've touched on it maybe less than 10 times.
Yeah, at the same time, like, I just sort of felt like Taichi stole just enough screen time that we couldn't have an evolution.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, or like anything to do with, like, expand on Hikari having a personality a bit more, yeah, instead of being on Taichi.
She likes good things and is against bad things.
Yeah, it's just, okay, more detail. Like, Tailmon had such a personality, and now that she's no longer plot relevant, she no longer has a personality. It is just, it's just what happened to Koichi in Frontier, how he was, like, kind of interesting, and then, and powerful too. He was super strong, but as soon as, like, he didn't have to be a main character anymore, he just, they just sidelined him with the rest. It just, it feels weird when they, yeah, have characters are only relevant when they have their own focus. It's just weird. Anyway, I've been watching Tamers at the moment, so that's why my view on Colin has slipped.
We've reached the point where none of the eight kids has a personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except for maybe Mimi. Oh, so sometimes. I had a realization after watching this, the episode, and I ended up actually making a video for YouTube that I'll be releasing, like, in 12 hours from recording. So about 12 hours before this episode comes out, I will have release this, and it is my realization that not only are these characters the same from Adventure 1999, they are actually the characters from Try. Every single one of them is just the character that they had in Try. We have Mimi, who is selfish, kind of brave and caring, but kind of just goes off and does her own thing, even if it's not the best thing. Yamato's still kind of shy and distant, but isn't, like, he's not unkind. And then we have Takeru, who's not a crybaby and is, like, this brave warrior. And Koshiro just talks and no one pays attention to him. They are just the characters from Try. Yeah. And, yeah. And also Sora. She barely exists. So, yeah, that was a realization I had. And I'm mad about it.
Oh, God. So thank you for reminding me. The finale is going to involve Meikumon.
I don't know. Look, I liked Meikumon and Meiko, but I only when the show stopped didn't tell me that I had to.
Yeah. They could have done, you know, something cool with the self-insert character, but then they didn't.
Yeah, like, I love a good self. Like, Takato is, like, fairly self-insert character. And so is Haru. You can do that, like, make the character say, or make the, not the character, but the viewer say, hey, I feel like this is me. Mm-hmm. But also make them well-written. I don't know. I want to be a protagonist. But anyway, so moving on from Try, that was just a realization that really upset me. So that's a thing. Anyway, so they fight the Taichi and Taichi show. So yeah, we get an Evangelion. One. Well, it's less than an Evangelion that we've got before.
I know.
But did you also think this, the Soulmon arms that I mentioned before, was Evangelion, or am I just thinking it's Evangelion?
Fairly Eva. That entire scene, actually, though, is also fairly reminiscent of something that happened in Excel World, which is a light novel series that Quinn got me into and I've devoured over the past couple weeks.
Physically devouring a book.
Basically.
Look, sometimes you just need the fiber, right?
Just watch out for paper cuts.
I was actually really into that one scene that they spent their budget on, because it was the only moment in the entire episode that wasn't telegraphed, because you expect, you know, Angelmon to start kicking ass and then
This is great, yeah. The fact that she loses, like, she just kind of, they block her massive power-up attack with giant, scary arms.
I was less into it when they did it two more times.
Oh, yeah, but at this point, it was pretty cool. Also, the fact that we don't just, like, how many episodes do we have just, like, the lackeys of the main monster of the week just stand there or just fight Taichi? But because there's so many of them, they could actually fight in this episode, and that was pretty, like, I respected that. Like, we're remembering that they exist, and they can
and
do things
Taichi
to stop
out of the
fight.
Plot by just having him get surrounded and, I guess, somehow darknessed out of being able to evolve, which is, I'm sure, a mechanic that will never come up again.
No, because he still evolved. No, Greymon there.
Well, yeah, but, like, didn't go any further than that.
No, I think the distorted Digivice Yes. I think, yeah, I think the distorted Digivice was him not being able to contact Hikari.
Oh, maybe that's it. But in any event,
because
like,
Hikari
okay,
was, like, passed out.
So in that case, Taichi, why did you not, you know, just kind of handle this? You could have just gone War Greymon here.
Mm-hmm.
They're very weird.
Are you
that,
saying
like, they
that
said
you wanted to see
thing.
Taichi do more in this episode, Quinn?
No, I'm saying that Taichi no. should have not shown up at all, or at least had a reason to stand there as Greymon going, oh no, we're surrounded.
I know. I just had to give you a little crap.
That's fair. But, yeah.
So something else that I really like about this is that we get to see the magical shield bubble surrounding Hikari, which we don't see enough because I feel like it should be in every episode. And I feel like we've seen it maybe less than 5 times. And this episode is just like, hey, remember that thing that like stops the kids from being murdered constantly? Yeah, we're going to show it like 5 times in this show. And 3 of those times is going to be around Hikari.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's got the most Jesus.
Just... Mm-hmm.
But I really like this because it's literal plot armor, but it explains why they're able to do so much. Like, I don't think we've ever seen, like, Taichi in the magical bubble of Greymon's.
No,
but, like,
no, especially
we
since,
should.
Like, at one point he was fighting with a stick of rebar and didn't have that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's very weird, but I do appreciate that we see it at least, like, twice in this episode. Like, I'm glad because it makes sense. It's like, why is Hikari alive? Magic plot armor. Literal plot armor. It's fine. If they actually show it, it's fine. So then we have them at the main area, and this is when I get annoyed because we have the Digitama that they were talking about. Okay, good point. I was annoyed because Taichi showed up in the first 3 minutes, so I guess I was annoyed for most of the episode. So yeah, I don't know why the Digitama were not taken, especially because I thought that Hikari was holding on to the cold one.
Yep.
I think they
only took the cold one. And then left.
But then they returned it? When did they return
it?
I
don't know.
At one point, she handed it off to Taichi, I thought.
Yeah, but with the other eggs, but then they left on the Komodomon with all the Digitama.
I think the writers forgot.
There's a lot of inconsistencies in this episode. There were, several times where I thought the entire forest had already been corrupted, and then it's like, oh, but wait, there's also this, like, nook where it's still nice.
Yep. Also, just at the very end, when a fifth of the place is destroyed and Hikari's just laughing with Oddishmon.
Yep. I like that. Oh, yeah, Nyokimon, who is Biomon's baby form. Hmm. I just assume that it's Petaldramon as a baby, but their show doesn't ever say that, which I was kind of, like, expecting it to, or, like, in some way, but it didn't, because I guess we're not doing Digimon Can Be Reborn. I don't know. Anyway, so Hikari runs to the eggs,
totally
but only grabs the one
can
before.
Be born later this episode.
Oh, yeah, and also Rebellimon, I guess, sort of got reborn. Maybe. I don't know. We're still very unsure about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we did learn about what light is.
It is life, and also Hikari's name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing. But anyway, so we have Hikari running to the eggs, grabbing the cold one, so she cracks one of the cold ones open with the boys, and everyone is still struggling, and a massive
First of
attack.
First of all, how dare you?
What? That's what happens. She cracks a cold one open with the boys, and it hatches into Nyokimon.
That was really good. Thank you for that.
I just played it straight. I'm like, I'm sure someone will pick it up. Yes, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. So, yeah, we have Angelmon struggling, and then the plot armor bubble being burst. I guess that's what happened when the bubble bursts. And then Hikari passes out and drops the egg, and then because she's cracked a cold one open, it becomes a Nyokimon, who is wearing the pink bandana, and it's really cute, and
it
reminds me of
cute.
Patamon in Frontier. This whole episode reminds me of Frontier, because they're losing, they're in the Village of Beginnings. It's just, it's just
a,
ticks the box on, like, Frontier.
Just a Frontier episode, yeah. Like,
this is
a
Frontier,
specific
and you
Frontier
know what?
Episode.
This is a good, this is better than the Frontier version of this episode, because this episode's
really?
Still probably better than a lot of Frontier.
Oh, God.
Which is definitely, like,
Frontier.
take that.
Frontier is really not worth watching, no.
No, it's not, because at least we have the girl character
the
doing something.
They fight for 10 episodes in a row.
Oh, God.
When I remember rewatching or starting to rewatch Frontier, I just could not remember that entire arc. So I was just like, "It's not that bad," and it was. Anyway, so we've discussed Tri, we've discussed Frontier, back to Colon. So we have Hikari's crest lighting up on the Digivice, and then Hikari glows, and Angelomon, who apparently is a lot bigger than she was in this episode prior, I don't know. And then we get a silhouette of Afanimon, and then when Afanimon's silhouette beats Skull Belchimon, we see the actual Belchimon underneath, which is kind of cute, and I don't know, it's kind of nice because that's a new Digimon coming out of a Digimon that debuted in 2003. Big fan of that. And then, like, the episode ends, and we're just kind of sitting there going, okay.
That sure was and then 20-something minutes of my life that passed.
Yep.
Which is a lot of colon for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't even have, like, nostalgia factor that you can do. Like, this no, does have, not remi- remind now. Me of Frontier, so I'm just like, okay, good. Yeah, this sure is a thing, I guess.
Nah. Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking, like, hey, just because a show's called Colon doesn't mean that it's something that comes out of one. So, in the encyclopedia, we have the Digitama, and Koshiro wonders what came first, the Digitama or the Digimon. The Digitama.
Yeah, speaking as a biologist, the egg came first.
Mm. Yeah, the egg definitely came first because it was laid by the other thing that's not a chicken, and then the chicken came out of the egg, but the thing that laid that egg wasn't a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It was the proto-chicken, which is, I'm just assuming, is some form of dinosaur.
Yeah.
Everything should be chickens, some form of dinosaur. Mm-hmm. As are all chickens, yes. Everything, birds are very dinosaur, and you can quote me on that. Alright, so now that we're done discussing the synopsis, let's discuss the discussions. Do we have any highlights?
The Ava moment with the hands.
Oh, yeah.
That is by far the best.
I liked that. I
kind of appreciated the animation when they did it the second time with the cross thing.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know that I felt like we needed to keep, you know, almost winning, but then not. And then
yeah, because it's
we
Frontier.
Definitely did it a third time, but I can tell you nothing about what happened.
Yeah, that happened. I feel like I liked bits of this episode. Again, I like the plot armor. I like the Digimon that showed up. It's nice to have old Digimon that haven't really shown up show up. That's pretty cool. I like how Hikari almost had a character for a second. But overall, I don't have that many highlights. I liked bits and pieces of the episode, but overall, I don't think I like this episode particularly much.
No, it just, there was neither, like, a budget to make it pretty or writing to make it interesting.
Yep.
Mm.
And it had Tai Chi.
Truly the worst of all.
Do we have any other highlights?
Did we have any? Well, okay, we had a few. No.
Yeah, we had Evangelion.
I think I'm done.
Okay, lowlights. My main one was, I feel like this episode should have taken place a little bit earlier, maybe when we were all getting the silhouettes. It feels kind of weird. We're not getting, like, plot-relevant monsters of the week. We're kind of just getting a monster of the week. Like, last episode, we had at least something that was relevant to the plot, but mostly I feel like we're just going with, let's just throw the kids against a monster of the week to get their evolutions.
Sometimes.
This wasn't an evolution episode. And also, are we just, I guess Holydramon we can't get to anymore. That was like a once-off evolution because she used everyone's crest to do that, I guess.
Oh, maybe.
They forgot.
Yeah.
Or they forgot. Yeah, I don't think we're seeing Holydramon ever again. Like, I feel like that was just a once-off, which is sad, because that was not a good episode. And I wanted to see Holydramon again, because I like Holydramon. I'm fine with the Fannymon, but, like, if we're going to do both, I feel like we should give them both
go
love.
With the Dragon Furry over the another angel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just make it a little bit different. Just a little
bit. As a treat.
Some little difference as a treat. Any other lowlights other than Tai Chi, because that's kind of, like, the lowest of hanging fruit?
I know nothing about Digimon, but I'll be honest, I don't quite understand why Colon just didn't end when they beat Millenniummon, because I feel like everything that's happened afterwards has just been like, okay, but like, who cares?
But we've been told that there is going to be another thing that we'll care about as soon as we finish doing these 8 episodes.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
But then, okay, but also I feel like today's villain of the week was particularly unnuanced. It's just like, why is bad thing happening? Because evil.
Yeah, because the evil ghost kept saying, destroy life.
Yeah.
Destroy,
like,
life.
They had no motivation for killing the eggs. Like, if they got some benefit out of it, then I could get it. But
Like, they were just like, nah, we're just here wrecking shit because that's what we do.
Yeah. Mm. And yeah, and again, this doesn't feel like it's building to anything. They've told me that it is, but they certainly haven't shown it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the series is supposed to be over. I'm guessing that there's some kind of season 2 content from, like, if only because, God, I hope this isn't where you're just ending this story.
On the other hand, do you want to keep dragging it out?
Like, yeah, fair. I just
put it out of its misery.
I want to sit in a room with whoever made the decision about how to storyboard this and beat them with a 2x4.
But the best part, the worst part is that this season did have some good episodes, and I don't know why they couldn't just keep it like that. Like, why?
I would be curious to look at who the writers were on our favorite episodes, but I have not actually done that.
Yeah, maybe we should. Maybe it's all the one, the one writer does all the good episodes and then everyone else does all the other ones. Like,
that's what happened in Zero 2. It'd be funny if that happened.
That is true. And it's also the animator that likes the shadows.
Yep.
I liked those episodes. Because I'm pretty sure my favorite episode of Zero 2 was done by the animator who does the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm terrible with names,
I just
know him as the one who does the shadows real good. There. Yay.
That's fair.
Any other lowlights?
That I don't care.
Yeah. I was like, nothing really specific. It was just pretty, pretty meh.
Especially for, the end of the season. Yeah. Like, we have a Monster of the Week filler episode. It feels like it shouldn't be here.
Any random episode of Thundercats?
I never watched Thundercats.
Me either, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it. I guess on to...
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. We'll move on to Evie's Evals, who says, this was fine, basically on par with the Petaldramon episode. Was nice that it continued on something like that at least. Again, Taichi did not need to be anywhere near this, though. How is he everywhere at once? Are we supposed to believe that Komodomon traveled out slowly and Taichi can keep up with everyone? It's daft. And that is why when we had the preview for last episode where it was just all these Taichis, I was kind of like, what if they're all just being fake Taichis? But no. That would have been a good explanation for how Taichi is in a million different places at once and just appeared coming out of a bush for some reason. I just wish it would stop.
Me too.
Yeah, that's it for Evie's overall thoughts. We'll jump to and from Evie's thoughts as we cover the different topics, the next topic, which is, what were our favourite characters? I, for some reason, said Hikari, but it's very clearly the Digitama. So I'm changing mine from Hikari to Digitama.
Yep, that's a good one. I'm going to go with Bakemon Hat Mode.
I'm just going to write Bakemon Hat Mode because that's better than Solomon. And yeah. Chloe?
I'm just going to say Solomon so I can have a technically different answer. But yeah.
That is fair. Well, also, I would have chosen Solomon, but the Digitama just really stole the show for me. So
yeah.
Next up, we have Evie, who says that her favourite was the egg with a scarf, so you know it's a girl.
Accurate.
That's pretty good.
I like that. I'm glad that we both chose the Digitama.
Yep,
that is fine.
2 votes for Solomon, 2 votes for Digitama, and really, they were the most emotive characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is sad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, on to rating. I gave this episode a 2.5 out of 5. It was okay. It had a lot that I liked, but it also had a lot that I didn't like. And so I just kind of sit at 2.5, which I guess is apparently just what I'm giving the show for the most part, because I'm just looking at my last, 5 are just 2.5s or thereabouts. So that's a thing. Quinn, what was your rating?
1.5.
That is fair. And Chloe?
Yeah, I was going to say a 1 or a 1.5. Probably closer to a 1 for me.
I will give it a 1. And for Evie gave it a 3.5. So Evie apparently didn't like it as much as us, which is nice to see.
That is good.
Overall ranking,
that sentence was atrocious.
Yep. I'm sorry. I felt myself falling asleep halfway through that sentence.
Oh, what a
you know what I meant, though. Look, I think I lost all my brain power after the cold one comment. I feel like that was just my effort for the episode gone.
Yeah.
So all of my sentences from now on are not going to do the thing. I'm sorry. I used it up on a good line, but it was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for overall, that means we gave it a 7.5, which we give a lot of things 7.5s, especially lately. So I'm just going to grab the most recent 7.5s, which were episode 48 and 49, which 49 was The God of Evil Descends Millennium on, and 48 I cannot apparently find in this thing, but I know it's there. Where are you? I'm just going to have to do a... Okay, and The Attack of Mugendramon. I don't know where it would be placed. And also there are three episodes in between those two. Episode 3, Enter the Digital World. Episode 23, The Messenger of Darkness, Devimon. And episode 19, Hal Juoken. I think I would say it's probably in the middle of that, between those, like, chunk of episodes.
Sure.
What would y'all think?
Yeah, that's fine.
I haven't seen the earlier ones, but I did like the Mugendramon, and I'm the only one who liked the Millenniummon episodes, so
fair.
I would say
you liked it because of Evangelion.
Worse than those. Well, yeah, but you know, I'm a simple
They could
girl.
Have put more Eva in this. Like,
yeah,
you
I like
know.
What I like.
Oh yeah, they could always put more Eva in, and
well,
I feel
the
like
the best parts
the
of this show have been when they stole completely from Eva.
Yeah.
So please do more
of that. Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Like, the best part of this episode for me was the very much... It's not as Evangelion as some of the parts where it's just being scene for scene, but it was very Eva-esque, which
honestly,
is just something
gonna,
that they like doing.
Yeah, nothing's going to come close to Atmon for me anymore.
Oh, same. Then, in terms of our ranking, I put this... So, overall ranking, it's in 48th place, and in my ranking, I put it in 34th place, which... feels very forgiving, but then I looked at the episodes that I thought were worse, and I was like, okay, now this is fine. I like the Evangelion, and I like Solmon, so it's sort of like in the middle chunk of
That's
the
fair.
Episodes. Quinn, whereabouts are we putting this episode?
I am putting it above 37 Mimi-chan Wars, because this was better than Capitalist Propaganda.
And we still don't know if there's any.
I think it's
good
very
things
clear
to come
that there
out.
Is not.
That's sad. And then we'll look at Eevee's, and that is in 24th place. So that means that it is above Hikari in the Moving Forest. So it's also still in the middle-ish area, and I've lost where I put the episode name.
It has not lost
I have just,
the plot.
I have just stopped responding. May.exe has stopped responding.
Big old
there
moment.
We are. I think that is it for our ranking. So while I get the comments up, do we have any miscellaneous thoughts?
Have I not suffered enough for you people?
Apparently not. Because we still just are bringing up Tai Chi randomly. I wish we weren't.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my main thought at this point.
I'm sorry. And then after this, we've got still episodes. We've got like at least like, you know, 2 months of episodes and then whatever Atogumi is, so... buckle in.
Hey, but each week gets us a step closer to Cardcaptor Sakura.
Yes!
And away from Digimon.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Which is sad, because I do like Digimon for the most part, but I feel like this season hasn't been doing that.
Has certainly
much.
Not lived up to expectations.
No, considering how like hype we were at the start, like in episode one, we're just like, this is going to be good,
really
the animation.
Oh. Yeah, like...
I still want to believe that COVID hit it. Like, badly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure how much they have planned. I'm not going to pretend that I'm familiar with, like, any animation studio process, but I just wonder if it's hit by COVID, like,
I mean,
at all.
I feel
like
it
they
almost has
lost
to
things.
Be, but at the same time,
like
it is to the point where,
by now,
yeah.
Know?
And they did, but nowhere near to where they were, which is a huge shame.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Rebellion episode was... better animated than the first few episodes, which we said were good, like, good animation.
That's...
Like, that one was really pretty.
Yeah. I won't say there had not been episodes that had really good animation, but this was not it.
No. Well, it's... But the thing is, this episode's still not as badly animated as we've had episodes. Like, remember the episodes where we're just having conversations far away because we're accidentally doing Evangelion this time?
But we did that this week, too.
Yeah, but I feel like we've had worse. But I can't remember which ones.
Yeah,
but
I
know
I feel
it's
like
happened.
We haven't done quite this much just, you know, anime background of motion lines and moving the camera across a still image and God, the fireballs that they threw and that we needed to then flash back to later.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Any other comments?
No.
Nah.
Okay, so for our comments on YouTube, first up we have Fornayo, who says that they wish that they introduced the warp evolution that made them go from child to mega straight away. Seeing Agumon go to Metal Greymon or even more Greymon is just an adulterated bloating of the episode. Totally agree. I don't know why we just haven't mastered warp evolution happening.
Or even because in this episode, the degree to which Metal Greymon could have just solved most of this episode? Like, I'm not saying I wanted that to happen, but sounds I like wanted Tai Chi to not be present.
Or just, like, give us some reason why we can't have Greymon evolving.
Yeah.
At all. Like, it just, like, just... Even though, like, no, you know, the Dark Towers, again. Like, yeah. Or just make him, like, we haven't used, we are hungry so we can't evolve, like, at all, basically. I think they mentioned it once.
Yeah.
They did it once in that bad episode where they were falling from the sky with the Mamimon. Gosh, I hated that episode. Every time I remember it. Oh my gosh. That they referenced it at the start of the episode, and by the end of the episode, they said that it didn't matter as long as they had, like, they had dedication and motivation to defeat the bad guys. I'm like, if you are hungry, you probably can't evolve to giant dinosaur. My dedication goes down
a lot when I haven't eaten.
It's true.
Yeah, like...
Especially if you want me to go fight somebody.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna go, like, go toe-to-toe with the giant balloon bomb characters. Why are they balloons now? I don't know. I'm still mad. That episode's bad. I feel like every time I think about it, I'm like, that episode's, like, I feel like it should be a zero. Like, I feel like whatever I gave it isn't low enough. Anyway, so back on to the comments. We have TGS, who says that the episode was kind of fillery, which they're not really happy to see so close to maybe the ending. And yep, sorry, you're probably not going to like this episode either, because still, fillery. Then they say that they think that if Tai Chi wasn't overused, it would have been a lot better. But they agree that this episode should have had Blitz Greymon appear. That said, Algumon is turning out to be a fun antagonist. But that's the thing, like, Algumon's not even, like, it just is a lackey, apparently, which is just kind of annoying. And the only way I'm going to be okay with Algumon not being the big bad is if Mimi's grandfather's the big bad.
Yeah.
That's still what I'm hoping. Next up, we have Dash, who says 9 episodes left and they kind of feel like they're wasting time. They rate the episode 0 out of 5. And they have some reasons for this. Instead of Algumon moving the plot, Tai Chi should have had some motivation. The compass doesn't work, but the dim card has a map. Yeah, I don't know why we're just forgetting the dim card exists, because that was a thing.
We need to do exactly one amount of product placement.
Oh, and also, there's some, like, some potential leaks from a retailer about the next version of the Bartle Bracelet, which is... It says, like, as a description, the Digivice they have in the next season of Digimon.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, well...
So...
I guess I'm we're probably sure getting 0-2-ish, maybe.
I'm not sure if that refers to Atogumi, or if this is a next version of Digimon, which is, like, their own characters, like, new characters, which, honestly, if it's that, please, please, please be good.
I like, would be very like surprised Atmon. If it was not referring to Atogumi.
I hope it's not, because all the Digimon that they've, like, already given Digimon names for these... dim cards are coming out with the second version, and it's like analog mon and garmon, and I don't know, it could just be frontier, but they have vital bracelets for all I know. I don't know. But yeah, so that's a thing that might be happening again, that it just leaks, there's nothing official, but if that's a thing, I hope it's not referring to Atogumi, because I hope Atogumi's just like, I don't know, a movie or something. Just our war game again with Algumon. just whatever, we know apology. You want to do it. Just be a public apology, or just, well, maybe just like a behind the scenes like interview with the writers who just said, oh yeah, COVID really hurt it. Here was our actual idea for the show that we couldn't do. Well, I don't know. Anyway. You know,
there are a lot of good ways that they could go with it. I don't necessarily think I'm going to like what we actually get.
Oh no. Next we have Alf Moregi, who says that they think the view of the real Tai Chi from Agumon was obscured, and they think that the human has to evolve the Digimon manually. Tai Chi couldn't do that because he was blocked from Agumon by his clones and was tied up. I feel like we've seen the Digimon just evolve without the partner holding a Digivice before. Like at the start, when they didn't have Digivices, and they then, like, the Digivice would then show up in their hands, like with Sora's first evolutions.
That's true.
I don't know. I feel like the writers pick and choose that. Also, yeah. I feel like, I don't know, if Algumon says it was a test, and we just have Algumon, like, I feel like Algumon wouldn't have had...
the Tai Chi alert system.
Yeah, basically. I don't know. Next up, And lastly, we have Little Red Riding Hood, who says the episode was better than they thought it would be. They kind of expected rock bottom. It really lost them towards the later half. Ty is so bland that the fake copies had more personality than him in their one episode of screen time. The real Ty didn't even do anything, which is strange considering how Agumon is encouraged and about how he never gives up. The episode could have been alright, and it started okay, but the exposition we got was lousy and shallow, or we learned that the great catastrophe is behind everything that's happened so far, and they said they could have sworn that we knew that already, and yes, we did. We knew that the great catastrophe was causing everything, and we learned that in episode 51, but we're just learning it again because we needed the episode to be important. I don't know. Yeah. That's just a thing.
We basically got told, hey, there is a further thing. Watch this space for new developments, and we're still pretty much there.
And then we went to have some filler. I don't know. It just happened. So that is it for our comments. Do we have any other miscellaneous thoughts about this episode, other than just, like, why is Tai Chi even here?
I kind of regret this episode existing.
Mm. Oh, same. It's just, it feels like you could absolutely take this away. Like, at least with the other episodes, where we got the silhouettes, we enjoyed those episodes, and it was also, like, 15 episodes ago when we were getting those episodes.
Yeah.
No, I think it was more than that. It was like 20 episodes. I feel.
Instead of the silhouette, this maybe would have been a really good time to pull out a just weird mode change thing, like happened when we got dunked in some corruption.
Yeah, just do something, but no, we're not doing something. Or, I don't know, have like Nyokimon show up, do an attack that's Petaldramon silhouette. I don't know, that could have been cool. That would have been,
okay, yeah, I'd have been fine with
honestly,
that.
Honestly, when she started glowing, I honestly thought that all the eggs were going to hatch and like evolve into something, like even like all Jogress to be like something, I don't know.
I was very surprised when the pink glowy turned out to just be a shield and not Hikari actually being active within the plot.
When her eyes glowed, I thought we were going to get homeostasis.
We pretty much did.
But it was still Hikari. Like, it wasn't homeostasis talking. This episode was still, like, Hikari
unless
saying...
Unless they change
like,
their mind about that later.
Oh, yes. Like, but they do have her and Angel Woman saying the same, like, words at the same time. But I feel like that's just their connection as human and Digimon partners.
Sorry,
like,
explain
I don't think
this
that
for
was...
someone who has no idea what the hell
so
you're talking about.
So homeostasis is a semi-recurring god, more or less, who
yeah,
sometimes
god.
Likes to possess Hikari's body.
Okay, not the scientific concept. I was like,
well, she homeostasis's goal is balance
that,
and
yes.
liberty and stuff.
Okay, but it's also a real person or
entity
of some
being.
Sort.
Yeah, yeah,
that's where my
it's an entity,
then
like,
there's
from.
Yggdrasil, the evil tree,
who is another god.
That wants to kill all humans and such.
Mm, like you do.
Which
it's
is
a god
fair.
Of racism.
Look, in season 5, we have a clip show, but the clip show turns out to just be the like Yggdrasil trying to work out if humans are terrible or not, and then he's like, oh wait, no, humans are terrible, I will kill them. And that was the reason for the clip show, which is the best reason for a clip show ever. It's just a character going, do I kill the humans? Well, they do this, but they also do this, and that's pretty terrible. It's just... I like Digimon Savers. I will die for that show. All right, everyone. So thanks for listening to this episode, and you can join us next time for episode 59, Bolt, Hercules Kabuterimon. So how do we predict that Tai Chi will show up this time?
I think he's going to just walk out of a bush again.
Yeah, he might drop out of the sky this time. You never know.
I feel like it's just going to be Komodomon showing up and them saying, hey, look, we found some digi-eggs, and Koshiro's just like, oh, digi-eggs, that reminds me of life. I'm going to learn about that, and then we have an evolution.
That's a distinct possibility. I also
That's
think it is
terrible.
Entirely possible that the tree that he's been typing into for, you know...
Please be Yggdrasil.
Well, I think the tree he's been typing into will turn out to be a power source or something, because, you know, we gotta mention the factory episode.
Oh, speaking of, like, mentioning things, do you think that we'll have any adoption references in this episode, or are we just going to just not do that?
I think we might finally drop that, yeah. Because it's gonna be
if
their
we
last
don't,
chance.
If they don't reference it in this episode, that's gonna make it terrible how they just sort of referenced that Koshiro had a thing and then just
forgot.
Didn't do anything with it.
I mean, like, they also referenced that Tai Chi has a mom.
Yeah, it just and also they had like Sora's mum being like kind of strict, like how she was like sitting in like Caesar and being all like I'm sorry for, you know, being out for days without telling you where I was.
Right.
And then like we're not gonna do anything with that?
Yeah, she does not at any point feel any regret or doubt about her decision to immediately run away from home again.
No. And that just the parents don't exist. Like, even Joe's forgotten that he has to study.
I mean, that's a good one, fortunately, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to
anyway, so parents over. Don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yep, that's basically our predictions. Taichi will probably show up again, because we didn't actually see his Digivice do the spinning compass thing, though, so maybe we're just going to skip an episode, and that might mean that episode 59 is good. I don't know. So, anyway, thanks for listening. The link dumps in the description, and our Redbubble's also linked in the description, and you can get more than just shirts there, too. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on our website, lostintranslationmon.com, or you can also leave a comment on our YouTube on this episode if you're listening to this episode on YouTube. You can follow us at Translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can also chat with us on the Lost in Translationmon Discord server, which is public now, yay! Ooh. We have a discussion thread on With the Will, and one in the Digimon subreddit as well. And we would appreciate if you would review us on any podcast listening service that you use, and if I find the review, I'll read it on the show, and if not, please point it out to me, and then I will be able to read it out on the show. You can also donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to the Patreon-only areas of our Discord server, but there are higher levels for more rewards, such as unedited episodes, and early episodes, and more. And thank you to our current supporters on Patreon, Joe, Stephen Reeves, who's Wild with CC4 on Archive Our Own, Kaidawashi, Chisai, who can follow on Twitter at Chisai236, Neobu, who says you should follow Chisai on Twitter at Chisai236, Carl, Lismut, who's a Lekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas Marimamon, Sam, Anthony, Keith from Gone Will Hunting, a Hunter Hunter Rewatch podcast, Magnus, Lucas, JCmon05, Patrick, Jason, and Grey Tanuki. You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which you can find in the description. It's paypal.me/urgemon. Or you can also donate to me on my Ko-fi account, ko-fi.com/Erdra. And I only flubbed a little bit, which is a surprise, because my brain is just doing the Windows XP shutdown noise on repeat. So that's a thing. So thanks for listening, and thank you to my wonderful, wonderful co-host for joining me. Quinn, can we find you anywhere?
No.
No. And Chloe, can we find you anywhere?
On Discord, I suppose.
Yeah, you can find us all on Discord, and you can chat to us, and that'd be cool. Mostly, it's just me being mad about Colin lately. That's all I do now. And talking about tamers, which I just keep on mentioning, that tamers, yay, not terrible, yay.
I post Ava stuff, or maybe it's not terrible. That Digimon channel.
Wow. Yeah, sometimes we can talk about Ava, because it's basically Digimon.
But better.
Maybe, but better. And sometimes the animation is better, too. So, yes, thanks for listening to this episode, and we will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.